Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, we got a lot to cover this week, friends. Yes, the Academy Awards are Sunday. I'll get to that in a little bit, but I want to tell you what I saw this week, some events that are coming up around the area, whether they involve me or not, a really great Blu-ray collection that is now out. It actually came out last week when I got it in the mail, and then we'll get to the grab a pencil portion of the show. But I want to start with actually, for once, what is going on around the area. So at IU Cinema, depending on when you're listening to this, at 7 o'clock, Friday, March 25th, you can still make it. This is a Staff Select series, Speed Racer, with the Wachowski siblings. Tuesday, March 29th, 7 o'clock, is their Science on Screen series, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Wednesday the 30th, a double feature of A Scanner Darkly and The Sound of Science, The Brain. Wednesday, March 30th at 7 o'clock. Saturday, April 2nd, the world premiere of Double Exposure 2022. Tuesday, April 5th, The Host at 7 o'clock. Friday, April 8th, Human Cannabis 1 and 2 at 7 o'clock on Friday, April 8th. And Sunday, April 10th, from 1948 at 1 o'clock, Sleep My Love. All that is happening over at IU Cinema. At the Can-Can, we have compartment number 6 on the 27th and the 29th, A League of Their Own. Coming April 1st, Atlas of Iditarod. Coming April 2nd, Space Jam. And April 1st, April 3rd and 4th, Late Spring. And then April 6th, as a part of the Earth Charter Indiana series, Downsizing. All of that is happening over at the Can-Can. At the Historic Art Craft Theater in Franklin, if you're listening to this on Friday at 7:30 p.m., and then Saturday, March 25th and 26th, 2 and 7:30 p.m., Hoosiers. Sunday, March 27th at 2 p.m., The Money Pit. Friday and Saturday, April 1st and 2nd, no fooling, 2 and 7:30 p.m. from Russia with Love. That is happening at the Artcraft Theater in Franklin. Of course, the Hoosier Films Annual Festival is running through March 27th at the Buskirk Chumley Theater in Bloomington. I'll be doing a panel on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, but come down regardless. Hoosierfilms.com for all the information and the schedule there. And at Arts for Lawrence on Saturday, April the 9th, yes. It is first ever film festival at Arts for Lawrence. Films at the Fort, 4 shorts, a celebration of local filmmakers, 5 short films, and a Q&A hosted by yours truly. All of this is happening at Arts for Lawrence. And while you're at it, look down. Happening over in Muncie is the Frog Baby Film Festival. They do have a website, I believe, as well as a Facebook page, as well as Twitter. So look into the Frog Baby Film Festival. That'll be April 3rd at Pruis Hall. Man, back at my old stomping grounds, the Ball State University. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Opening this weekend is a drama called Infinite Season from Bleecker Street. This stars Naomi Watts and Billy Howell, who I couldn't quite remember where I knew him from, and then I realized he was in On Chisel Beach with Saoirse Ronan. He was also in the last really good film version of The Seagull. And this is a story of Pam Bales, who was, it's based on a true story, who was a part of a search and rescue organization. You know, they're in New Hampshire. They're the ones, if you have trouble on the mountains, they come and rescue. And that is the case in this, a really snowy day. She is up there traveling on her own, but she winds up finding somebody who is stranded on the mountain. That is the Billy Howell character. And it's a very physical performance from both actors, especially Naomi Watts. And I wondered if this was going to turn into the one-person survivor show. We've seen those, like Buried, Gravity, All Is Lost, those type fixtures. And I wondered if this was going to be the case with this film. And to a certain degree, it is. And without giving away a whole lot, there's a lot of physical obstacles that both actors go through in this. So kudos to them. What I like about the film is it is more than just will they make it back. Once she reaches him at a mountaintop, they got to get back down before it gets dark and the snowstorm really hits. So love to see the special features on this because shooting on location in New Hampshire and the amount they had to go through physically is very impressive. But I will say it's not the whole film, and I was worried because I liked the titles I already mentioned. I really really liked All Is Lost was my favorite film, was my choice for best film the year that came out, and I wondered if I was going to get burnt out on these. And it is more than just what happened. You know, it's more than just the rescue, the survival. It's also what happens after the survival, and the way it's written, it is gray enough, vague enough, you're still engrossed with the characters. Even if you don't know 100% what is going on with both of them, you can sympathize with them. So look for Infinite Storm. It is in theaters, and it is streaming now. So really well done. Better than I had anticipated. So there is that. Also, Kino Lorber has not one, not two, but three Blu-ray set of Orson Welles' Touch of Evil. And people ask, is this like the DVD release a few years ago? Yeah, but this is a 4K release. You get the original theatrical version, the one that was not cut by Orson Welles. It was done by Universal with some rewrites and reshoots. Nobody asked for that. Then there is the constructed version that's about an hour 40, which is better than the theatrical, nonetheless. And then the constructed, what would one say the director's cut? When Welles was fired from the film and saw the release, he put out a 58-page, if I remember right, 58-page manifesto as to what needed to be done to the film since they took it away. And in the longest cut of the film, which is under 2 hours and still watchable and still worth it, they get most of those in. Let's address the two things. Yeah, Charlton Heston is a Mexican. We've been bagging on that from this film for, 60 plus years. So, yeah, we know. It's there. Not a good look. and I had a buddy who brought it up as well. Marlena Dietrich, she's supposed to be a Mexican or she's a gypsy. Either way, it was the 1950s. That says the old guy shrugging his shoulders. The other aspect of it is, Janet, as much as I love looking at Janet Leigh, there's not a lot for her to do. She is waiting to be accosted, confronted, drugged. Well, it implies gang rape, by men and women. It's kind of a damsel in distress role, but it was one of those, she wanted to work with Orson Welles. She wanted to work with Charlton Heston, and that's the role she got. So not a perfect film, but still looks great. Gorgeous black and white photography, and it's more than just, yes, the opening scene, which has set the precedent for single shots. Also, the fact that you have your first driving scene with the camera on the hood of a car, as opposed to everyone's favorite where you're driving and you see the screen in the background. So made fun brilliantly in Airplane, by the way. So, still, flaws aside, obviously still an excellent film.
you don't quite figure out everything, but then again, you didn't on The Big Sleep. But Orson Welles is an imposing figure, obviously, as the corrupt cop, and watching him go toe-to-toe with Charlton Heston is really cool. And a great revisit of Touch of Evil from Kino Lorber Home Video. I'm going through the commentary tracks this week, and I might have some more tidbits for you on next week's program. All right, friends, the Academy Awards are Sunday, and the last few years I've become disillusioned with the treatment of the awards. There's only two award shows that I watch. It's the Oscars and the Tonys. So I don't mind, nor I don't care if it's 4 hours or 5 hours long. But the cuttings that they've done to try to reach out to an audience that's probably not going to watch it in the first place really bums me out. And so will I be watching it live? I don't think I can. So that's a problem. And like last year, probably find the results on the internet. So the other part is, now that's the bad side. And I've said it before and I will say it again. Keep the small categories in because you will get genuine emotional responses and acceptance speeches from those that are not movie stars. Movie stars are, well, they're actors. They're trained to perform in front of a camera. So they're going to thank everybody that needs to be thanked, and they might have some words of wisdom, and that's about it. But I'd rather hear from the non-American cinematographer who is just at a loss for words or a loss of jumbled words. Genuine, natural emotion. And they're taking that out. And not everybody's getting invited or they're getting re-invited. That's another issue. Now, on the flip side with the recent last couple of Academy Awards, the voters are getting younger and they're getting more diverse. And therefore, I think it's going to be a little more challenging to figure out what's going to win the awards. In the past, I've always said for every theory, there's a counter theory. This is the NCAA Final Four for film nerds. And so this time around, I'm just going to have a little thing called If I Had a Ballot. I'm not going to try to predict. I'm not going to try to predict with my head or my heart. If I had a ballot, here's who I would be voting for. And just leave it at that. So, Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress, Ariana DeBose, West Side Story. Best Actress, Olivia Colman, The Lost Daughter. Best Supporting Actor, Kieran Hines, Belfast. Best Actor, Benedict Cumberbatch, Power of the Dog. Also would like Denzel Washington for Tragedy of Macbeth, but I know that is not the case. And Best Picture, Licorice Pizza. There you go. Have fun watching Sunday. Let's see what happens. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Okay, friends, let's go to Facebook and Twitter. Grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching. Now, I did ask as a bonus question who you were rooting for at the Academy Awards. We'll see how many answers we get. We start on Twitter with Bill, who says, I watched Old and rewatched Paul. Michael writes, Coda. I don't know if he watched it and or is rooting for it. So there's that. Oh, a Frog Baby Film Festival at Frog Baby Film BSU. So look into that. And, of course, I mentioned Hoosier Film Festival. All right, going back to Facebook, Lou Harry says, since the Academy won't pick Drive My Car for Best Flick, I'm going with Coda winning. This week, watched half of Halloween Kills. That was enough. Kind of hated it. Teresa writes, The Heat, The Blind Side, and the remake of The Parent Trap. Hi, Lisa and Walter. Dustin writes, The Batman. Andrea writes, Caught up on the Fantastic Beasts movies, highly anticipating. Lucinda writes, The 1975 A Star Is Born and Free Guy. Magnus writes, The Cursed. Jason writes, I'm cheerleading for Kristen Stewart to get that Oscar for Spencer. And Power of the Dog for Best Picture. I'm not sure if... it's cool that she's a nominee. I just don't see her winning it this year for that. So we'll see. And Power of the Dog, yeah, that's in my top 10 as well. There's nothing wrong with that either. It's just Licorice Pizza was higher on my list. Catherine writes, Turning Red. Josh writes, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Judy writes, The Grand Seduction, Echoes of the Past, and Mrs. Skelfington. Anne adds, I watched Spencer a few weeks ago, and boy, that's 2 hours of my life I can't get back. This is the thread, friends. Nikki writes Munich, saying it's Spielberg month at Flick's Brewhouse, so we went to go see Hook and Munich, not on the same night. Although Brock and I had great conversation after both, but Munich was amazing. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, actor. Eric writes The Batman and A Fish Called Wanda. Molly writes X. Mary writes Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Joshua writes The Rock, New Jack City, Dirty Harry, Free Guy, and Uncharted, and added, I'm rooting for her to drive my car to take home something. It might, Josh. It might. There's screenplay is a possibility. International features a possibility. So we'll see. What has been what I've noticed with the best pictures is, as I talked earlier about the change in the voters. 1 year you get something really, really satisfying, at least for me, like Parasite, and then the next year you get something disappointing like Green Book. So we'll see. Rebecca writes Turning Red and Hamilton. Joe writes Life of Brian, Encanto, The Faculty, Disturbing Behavior, Turning Red, Batman Returns, The Latest Scream, and The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Holly writes Fosse Verdon, The Adam Project, Turning Red, and Encanto. Britt writes, you know I'm so rooting for Benedict Cumberbatch, even as it's 100% looking like Will Smith is going to win. Yeah, that's a possibility. I love Power of the Dog. I hope it wins all kinds of categories. We'll see, Britt. We will see. But yeah, there is a certain actor who's been around for a while and has been nominated a couple of times and hasn't gotten it yet. We'll see. Cassie writes The Batman. Elbio writes Mephisto from 1981, directed by Ishtan Zabo. Elvio, I got to see that when that came out with my dad. I was 11. He talked me through, you know, I think that was my first, was that my first Faust film? It might have been, but pretty good one, I might add. There you go. Gene writes Nobody. Steven writes Les Vampires, The Worst Person in the World, saying I'd like for it to win in both categories in which it's nominated. That's a screenplay and international film. Hands and shoulders above anything else we saw in the past year. Thank you, Stephen. Eric writes Hands of God, Belfast, Licorice Pizza, and The Eyes of Tammy Faye, plus enjoying the heck out of The Great Seasons 1 and 2. I'll be rooting for Kenneth Branagh to win at least one of the three categories he's nominated for, and I'm not especially a fan, but Belfast is a wonderful film. Yeah, Sir Ken's been doing movies for a while as well. We will see. Bob Bloom says Coda to win. Jenny writes The Adam Project. Melissa writes Drive My Car. Thank you, Melissa, for mentioning Drive My Car on this thread. Chris Lloyd, Film Yap, writes rooting for Jane Campion for director, Cruella for costumes, not really much else. Only one of my top 10 was even nominated for Best Pick. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Chris. Speaking of Chris, he also writes 4 Days, Luana, A Yak in the Classroom, The Outfit, Deep Water, X, Master, and Infinite Storm and Writing with Fire. So, also the issues with Elvis, 4 Days, The Queens of Basketball, 3 songs for Benazir, When We Were Bullies, Lead Me Home, Audible, and So Cold River, as well as Coming to America. And then writes, now seen all the Oscar nominees. Okay, back to the list. Adam writes The Cowboy and the Lady, Going in Style, that's the remake of Going in Style, The Fortune Cookie, The Capture, John Sturges' Western Noir, and The Burglars. Ah, Jean-Paul, very good. Thank you, Adam. Edon writes Barry Lyndon. Jed writes, Watched Rope last night with Jimmy Stewart. Wow, that's pretty impressive because Jimmy Stewart's been dead for a long time. That's easy, Jed. Sorry about that. What a suspenseful ride. Also watched Night of the Hunter after hearing many recommendations. Really enjoyed it. Highly recommend both. Thank you, Jed. Yes, I'm with you on both of those. David writes, The Power of the Dog, but I'm rooting for Licorice Pizza. The following we watched on the bus ride with students to Universal Studios. Uh-oh. Remember the Titans, E.T., SpongeBob SquarePants Movie, Dumb and Dumber, Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, Bohemian Rhapsody, Big Trouble in Little China, and The New West Side Story. David, you're doing God's work, man. Hang in there. Dylan writes, The Raid 2, The Running Man, which has the dumbest and therefore greatest Arnie post-kill pun. There you go. Doug writes, Coquette, Cyrano de Bergerac for Jose Ferrer, The Artist, The Iron Lady, a rewatch of West Side Story, the latest, and Writing with Fire. Doug also writes, I'd love to see Jessica Chastain take Best Actress for the Eyes of Tammy Faye. She's another one. She's been nominated a couple of times and hasn't received it yet, so we'll see. Abby writes, did a Lord of the Rings marathon over the weekend, and I think it's still ending. David writes, the director's cut of Kingdom of Heaven. Michelle writes, fresh on Hulu. Howell writes, Licorice Pizza. Julia writes, long shot, but rooting for West Side Story. I don't know if it's a long shot, because it's a big old Hollywood musical. They usually have a chance. We'll see. Molly writes, rooting for Coda. Taylor writes, Lovin' Monsters, best monster film I have seen in a long time. The Batman, Maverick, and 2001. Tom writes, The Life Aquatic. I love Wes Anderson. Daniel writes, Spellbound and Rifkin's Festival. Helen writes, Pretty Woman and Jungle Cruise. Yes, that the anniversary of Pretty Woman was this week, so way to go there, monkey face. Sean writes, The Two Mrs. Carrolls and The Boys in the Band. Which one, Sean? Thank you. John writes, At the theater, The Batman. I briefly dozed off at the two-hour mark and heard myself snoring. I've been there, man. Sorry. One of the only movies where I felt like I was spent more time in the lobby getting more food than watching. The Godfather. I wish I could always view this on the big screen. I hope they rerun Godfather 2 like this. They probably will. With the kids, Lilo and Stitch and Finding Nemo. For his Academy Awards, I saw more new animated films this past year than anything else and think Ron's Gone Wrong was the best overall. But since it got snubbed, I think Encanto might be the second best, so I hope it wins. There you go. Robert Muggy writes, Licorice Pizza, The Worst Person in the World, Ascension, Toby Dammit, and The Man from Laramie. Chris writes, Austin Powers, introduced it to the kids. They weren't impressed. Chris, I hate to say this because I'm there. I'm afraid you're going to have to get used to that. Richard writes, Get Shorty, one of my faves with a great soundtrack. Jay writes, The Soloist, really good. Cassandra writes, We watched quite a few on vacation this past week. High Anxiety, Half Brothers, The Day the Earth Stood Still, The King's Man, Back to the Future 2, Larger Than Life, Free Guy, and West Side Story. And then a long thing about her not liking West Side Story. Okay. Linda writes, Foul Play, still great fun. Aaron writes, Jackass Forever. Kevin writes, okay, that has nothing to do with film, so I'm just going to move on. Thanks, Kevin. Jim writes, The Master. That's Paul Thomas Anderson. Gary writes, Swallow, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, and Dune. TJ writes, Waves, amazing film, production design by a native Hoosier. Rachel writes, Turning Red. Phil writes, The Leisure Seeker, starring Donald Sutherland and Helen Mirren. Kathleen writes, Extremis. Zachariah writes, The Little Shop of Horrors and Quo Vadis, as well as Aida. Susanna writes, Napoleon Dynamite and Deep Water. That's a double feature. Alice writes, Rogue One and Turning Red. Allison writes, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past is the only movie I watched this week. I liked it more than I expected. And then Oscar noms for which I'm rooting, Coda for Best Picture, Andrew Garfield for Best Actor, Cyrano for Costumes. Yeah, I should have probably said in my Oscar picks, I would pick Peter Dinklage for Best Actor, except he wasn't nominated. There's your snark. Mitchells versus the Machines, because I love Phil Lord and Chris Miller as much as I love the movie. There you go. Nancy writes, there's so many good movies this award season. I'm hoping Andrew Garfield wins for Tick, Tick, Boom. I know he won't, but he was fabulous in it. You don't know. It's a 1-in-5 shot. Also rooting for Jessica Chastain. Thank you, Nancy. Kurt writes, The Last Comanche. Rachel writes, Captain Blood. Janet Wright, Sunset Boulevard, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Crime Macho, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, Invasion, the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and Big Night. Way to go, Janet. Good one on that. Although, which is it, the Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy? Is it the miniseries or is it the Gary Oldman film? Just asking. Kara writes Turning Red and The Craft. Brenda writes The King's Men and Nobody. Pamela writes Mass, you know, my number two film of the year. That also didn't get any nominations. Anthony writes Dune and Cruella. And finally, Lila writes a wonderfully weird stop-motion film called The House, Tim Burton's version of Willy Wonka, and King of Comedy. Wanted to give the oldest a reference for Joker, but was not interested. I'm not sure how I feel about them not appreciating Sandra Bullock either. I'll have to work on that. Hang in there, Lila. It's what happens when you become a parent and a film fan at this age. So, and there you go. And that's what you've been watching this week, friends. So hopefully you've been able to find some movies that are new, at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. I should also mention, Austin, Medium Cool, a movie podcast. Go look for it wherever you go to podcasts. But you can hear the epic chat that I had with Austin about Akira Kurosawa's Shakespeare trilogy, Throne of Blood, The Bad Sleep Well, and Ron. So go to Medium Cool, a movie podcast. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What kind of parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!